Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we are only hours away from the best 10 days of the year. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the greatest opportunity in your life. These days, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that are about to commence, are days that are irreplaceable. They are the greatest 10 days of the year. They are the greatest days in your life. These days are going to be better than the day you graduated and the day you got married or the day you became a father or a mother or the day you opened your business. All these were good and beautiful days in your life. But these 10 days and the experience and the worship in these 10 days should be the greatest days in your life. This is the kind of attitude you're supposed to approach these days with. We must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and listen, this is the greatest and the most powerful hadith concerning this matter. Listen to it with your heart and with your soul and with your ears. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to his companions, and this hadith continues to be recited until this day. He said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنْ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَشْرِ. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are no days, nothing, don't look for any other days. There are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days. Yani the righteous deeds that you're going to do during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the most beloved righteous deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So the companions, they said to Rasulullah, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even al-jihad fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ during these days. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. Not even al-jihad fi sabilillah would be better than the righteous deeds done during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, except for one person, a person who left his house with all his wealth and with himself, and he went to al-jihad fi sabilillah, and he was martyred, and he had finished all his wealth and never came back to his family ever again. That's the only person that is better than the one who is worshipping Allah during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allahu Akbar. What an incredible opportunity. What an incredible opportunity. These 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the righteous deeds that you do in them are more rewarding than al-jihadu fi sabilillah with your wealth and with your nafs, with your own self. Allahu Akbar. And we know that some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they earned al-firdaus, the highest level in the paradise, with just an hour of jihad that they were engaged in. So imagine this, an hour of jihad earned some of the sahaba jannatul firdaus, like Hanzala radiallahu anhu and others. And we're saying in this hadith that the righteous deeds done in these 10 days are better than al-jihad, meaning these are opportunities to score yourself jannatul firdaus, and to score yourself and to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal gives His servants in this life, in the grave, in the afterlife, and blessing upon blessing. These are days of opportunities, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Wallah, the biggest and the greatest disease that we are suffering today, in today's world, is that we do not think of the afterlife and we do not prepare for the afterlife. This is a disease. This is a reason for punishment and being deprived of good deeds. We're not thinking enough of the afterlife. So this is why we're saying these 10 days that are about to come, the best 10 days and the greatest days of the world, are going to revive that sense of the importance of preparing for the afterlife in our hearts, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. 10 days, an incredible opportunity. They are like a treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allahu Akbar. Yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that fasting the day of Arafah, which is part of these yani great 10 days, fasting the day of Arafah wipes away 2 years worth of sins. 1 year ahead and a previous year. That's just fasting one day, which is the day of Arafah. Allahu Akbar, opportunity, I'm telling you. This is a treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we witness and we see it, we ask Allah azza wa jal to extend our lives, that we witness these 10 days and that He give us the ability and the strength that we worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, you don't know, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Maybe this is your last chance. Maybe this is the last opportunity you have in your life. The one who wasted and lost Ramadan, you now have hope. These are 10 days. You now have hope. The one who wasn't freed from the fire during Ramadan, now you have big hope ahead of you, because the day of Arafah is the greatest day of the year in which the biggest number of people are freed from the fire. A number even bigger than those who are freed from the fire during Ramadan. Yani, every single opportunity of hope is ahead of you. Every single opportunity of hope. As we said, the one who lost and wasted Ramadan, wasn't freed from the fire in Ramadan, Allahu A'lam. Now focus on what you have. 10 days, subhanAllah, the door to Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't closed yet. The door is still open. The one who didn't change in Ramadan, the door is still open for him. A'azamu ayyami dunya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. The greatest days of the year are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And these are beloved days to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah loves these days and He chose them and He took an oath by them. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ. He said, I swear by the 10 nights. وَالْعُلَمَاء رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهِ. They said that this is referring to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah alongside their nights. And Allah Azza wa Jal only takes an oath by that which is great. So the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal took an oath by the 10 days and the nights of the 10, yani first days and first nights of Dhul Hijjah, already implies that they are a great deal and they're a big matter. These are the most beloved days to Allah Azza wa Jal throughout the entire year. And so what this means is only those who truly love Allah Azza wa Jal will value these days and take advantage of these days. Allahu Akbar. And of course, there is a debate among al-ulama, but we have here the majority of ulama say that these 10 days are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are better than the last 10 days or the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. And so, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and currently, as we speak right now, our hearts are broken. The soul is black. The hearts are desperate. They're desperately in need for revival. And there is nothing that will mend this broken heart of ours and polish this blackened soul and heart of ours. Nothing will polish and clean the heart and mend and rectify the soul other than righteous deeds. This is why they're called as-salihat. You know this word? You read this word. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As-salihat. Why were the righteous deeds called as-salihat? It comes from the word saluha. Saluha means to fix something. To fix. So the righteous deeds were called as-salihat because they fix our relationship with Allah. They mend our broken relationship with Allah. They seal, they cure the hearts and the soul. We're in need of righteous deeds. And what better than to do righteous deeds in the most beloved days to Allah, in the greatest days of the year. Allahu Akbar. So we're in need of reading Al-Quran. This rectifies the soul, polishes our heart. We're in need of praying Salat al-Jama'ah, praying in congregation in Al-Masjid. We're in need of fasting. We're in need of a dhikr. We're in need of any righteous deed you can think of and you're able to do. Do it in these 10 days. And don't think twice, because the 10 days are moving fast. They're moving quick. They're not waiting for anyone. And you all witnessed Ramadan was 2 months ago. 30 days. How quick did it finish? Ramadan is finished. Shawwal is finished. Dhul-Qa'dah is finished. 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are going to go before we even think about them. They're going to finish. Plan the days ahead and see what you're going to do for your afterlife. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, yani Allah Azza wa Jal, as in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these days. Meaning, Allah Azza wa Jal loves for the servants to fast during these days, because fasting is a righteous deed. So your attitude should be, oh Allah, since you love righteous deeds in these days, I'm going to fast. And since you love righteous deeds and the Quran is a righteous deed, I'm going to read Al-Quran during these 10 days. And since a dhikr is a righteous deed and charity is a righteous deed and the prayer is a righteous deed, since these are righteous deeds and Allah Azza wa Jal loves that he sees the servant engaging in righteous deeds during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, meaning you as a believer should say, oh Allah, I am going to do the deeds that you love on the most beloved days to you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's the attitude. Have this kind of eagerness and this kind of zeal to approach these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy upon us all. My brothers and sisters in Islam, yani afdalu ayyam ad-dunya, the best days of the year, meaning the salat al-fajr that you're going to pray in these 10 days are the best salat al-fajr of the whole year. The page of the Quran you're going to read in these 10 days is the best page of the Quran you're going to read in comparison to the rest of the days of the year. The one subhanallah, the one alhamdulillah you're going to say is going to be better and much more beloved to Allah and more rewarding for you than to say subhanallah outside these 10 days. Think of it. Think of it. These days are moving quick. From as soon as these days start, the Quran, the reading, the ayat that you're going to read, the salat you're going to do, the fasting you're going to do, all of these are going to be loved by Allah Azza wa Jal and much more rewarding, except of course fasting of Ramadan, because that's an obligation. And so throughout the entire year, the fasting of Ramadan is most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. But to read a page of the Quran, the most rewarding would be to read it during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And these 10 days were described with a couple of words in authentic ahadith. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described these days as ahabbu, most beloved days to Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves the deeds done during these days. They are also described as a'zamu ajra, the greatest reward you will be given for a deed will be the deed that you did in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. They are also described as azka ayyam, they are days of purification. The one who wants to purify his heart and his soul, at-tawbah wal-istighfar, this is an opportunity. These are days also referred to as arja, these are days of hope, they are days of hope. Yani, what does it mean, hope? Hope that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives you and he frees you from the fire and admits you into the paradise in the highest level of the paradise. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we need these days. And we need to focus. We need to end the Islamic year on a high. This is all it is. It's all about the endings. How are we going to end this Islamic year? We need to end it on a high. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, yani, and he says in Surah Al-Hajj, ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. Allah عز وجل referred to these 10 days in the Quran as أيام معلومات, known specific days. Allah عز وجل, He recommended us to make plenty and abundant of His mention. يذكروا is a present tense. It implies continuity. يعني every moment of these 10 days, your tongue must be moist بذكر الله non-stop. Allahu Akbar. So there are three steps here to prepare for these days. Three steps you need to consider right now before we start these days. Perhaps in some countries they already started, Allahu A'lam, but here we're waiting for the sunset, and then we'll see if the moon is sighted. خلاص, that's it. But three steps you need to consider right now. Number one, are you ready for these days? Are you ready for these days? Ask yourself this question. How are you going to get ready? With istighfar, with at-tawbah. Seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness, because there is nothing more than the sins that block a person from worship and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. The sin is the biggest obstacle in our life that stands between us and the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you need to break this barrier. You need to break this obstacle. How do you remove sins from your path? Astaghfirullah. Wallah. If you said it once with a sincere heart, genuine, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy a history of sins for you. Allahu Akbar. So prepare for these 10 days with istighfar. That's the first thing you need to consider. Preparation with istighfar. Number two, do you have a plan? Do you have a plan for these 10 days? In other words, make decisions from now. Make a plan right now. How are you going to spend these 10 days? These are days in where there is huge reward. Yani plan. What are you going to do after the Fajr? Sit in the masjid after Salat al-Fajr to earn a reward of a Hajj and Umrah. Allahu Akbar. People are now in Mecca awaiting to do their Hajj and their Umrah. What day you're sitting in your home country? If you didn't have the opportunity to join the Hujjaj in al-Hajj, sit in your home and sit in al-Masjid after Salat al-Fajr. Recite al-Quran, engage in dhikrullah until the sun rises. And that will give you the reward of a Hajj and a Umrah. Allahu Akbar. And do that every day for these 10 blessed days. Allahu Akbar. They're only 10 days. Plan them well. Make decisions. What are you going to do after Salat al-Asr? What are you going to do after Salat al-Maghrib? After al-Isha, what are you going to do? Limit your screen time. Limit the screen time. Get rid of the phones and the social media and all these kind of distractions. Delete it if you need to. Focus. Salat al-Rawatib, Sunan al-Rawatib, the two rak'at before Salat al-Fajr, and the two or the four before al-Dhuhr, and two after Dhuhr, and two after Maghrib, and two after Isha. Make sure you're focusing and increase in your good deeds. You should be increasing in your good deeds during these days in which the deeds are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second thing. Have you made a plan? Make decisions. What kind of deeds you're going to do? When are you going to do them? And for how long? And mix them around so you do not get bored. And finally, you need to seek Allah Azza wa Jal's help. Say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Say, oh Allah, give me the ability and the strength. Aid me, give me the power. Ala dhikrik, so that I can continuously remember you. Wa shukrik, and I continuously praise and thank you. Wa husni ibadatik, and that I'm able to perfect my worship towards you. Allahu Akbar. And so the deeds of these 10 days, I'll mention with you a couple. Number one, focus on a dhikr. My brothers and sisters in Islam, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are days of dhikr. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran specifically, وَيَذْكُرُوا إِسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, that they are to make mention, mankind, humans, the believers, are to make mention, commit and adhere to dhikrullah during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Ibn Umar and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, it was a sunnah that they used to walk outside their homes, in the shopping mall, on the streets, reciting at-takbir aloud, saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. It is a sunnah to recite at-takbir aloud in the streets and in the marketplaces, where when you're in your car, with your family, with your friends, with your relatives, whoever it is, recite at-takbir aloud in the car, when you're in the park, when you're at the beach, wherever you are at home, recite them and aloud. This is a sunnah. This is a sunnah. This is something Allah recommended and He commanded us to do. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ فِيهِنَّ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. This is a direct command from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recommending to us that we increase and we recite al-dhikr in abundance. At-tahleel, saying La ilaha illallah. These are days to refresh your La ilaha illallah, your commitment upon at-tawheed. And the day of Arafah is coming, and the best thing to say in the day of Arafah is to say La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. An increase in at-tahmeed, saying Alhamdulillah. An increase in at-tasbih, saying Subhanallah. We increase in at-takbir, saying Allahu Akbar. And as you repeat these adhkar, think of their meaning. Think of them. The heart is to be revived. Bidhikrillah. Ala bidhikrillah. Tatma'innu al-qulub. Ya akhwani, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest effect of al-dhikr upon the heart is that it gives tranquility and peace and contentment to the heart. It revives the heart. It allows the heart to connect with Allah and to taste the sweetness and the beauty of the worship and closeness to Allah. That's the greatest effect of a dhikr. So as you're reciting...
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dhikr, look out. Look out for this special feeling of the heart and be considerate of it and wait for it. It'll come. And think of what you're saying. Subhanallah. As you engage in tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. What does that mean? Subhanallah. Live with Subhanallah in your heart. Subhanallah means you are declaring Allah's perfection. You are disassociating Allah Azza wa Jal from all perfections and from defects and flaws and imperfections. You are disassociating Allah from this when you say Subhanallah. You are declaring that Allah Azza wa Jal is perfect in His being, in His names, in His attributes, in His actions, in His decrees. Everything that is going on in your life right now, it's bitaqdeerillah. It is by Allah's decree. Subhanallah, meaning Allah is perfect in all that which He does and all that which He commands. Live with Subhanallah in your heart. And then you move on. Heck, you say Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Heck, when you feel that the heart has been satisfied, move on. Alhamdulillah. Begin to say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Repeat it and tie it with Subhanallah. You see, when you said Subhanallah, you declared that Allah Azza wa Jal is perfect. Move on now to Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah for the fact that He is perfect. Praise Him for the fact that His deen is perfect. That the Islam is perfect in this world that we live in today. There is all sorts of chaos. People want to bring in their own law and their own order and chaos. And people want to make halal what Allah made haram and make haram what Allah made halal. And we say Subhanallah to all this filth and garbage that is out there. Allah Azza wa Jalla is perfect. Allah's laws and commands are perfect. So then you say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that Allah saved me from the filth of this society we live in, and He honored me with al-Islam, with al-Quran, with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
and recall the greatest ni'mah, blessing of Allah upon you, and that is the blessing of Islam and being guided to the correct path and being guided upon sunnatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say alhamdulillah, so subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Recall the many blessings that Allah has given you. And once you feel that the heart is satisfied and you've had your dose of alhamdulillah, you move on. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. You move on to the ultimate goal of life. La ilaha illallah. This is the greatest commitment you've made in your life, to worship one Lord alone, and that is Allah. This is what la ilaha illallah means. There is no Lord worthy of worship but Allah. You know, so when you say subhanallah, you've declared his perfection. Then you've said alhamdulillah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is perfect and everything he legislated for us is perfect. That means the only conclusion and the only logical commitment you're supposed to make is la ilaha illallah. So you say la ilaha illallah in abundance. That means, oh Allah, I commit to the fact that I will worship you alone and nothing with you. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. And repeat la ilaha illallah. Repeat it and understand that the entire creation was created to fulfill this word, la ilaha illallah, so that they can worship Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That's it. We were only created, and jinn was only created to worship Allah. So as you're repeating لا إله إلا الله, your heart is happy because you're doing what you were created for. How can you not be happy? How can you not be content? As a human being, you were created to worship Allah. So when you worship Allah, you must be the happiest at that moment because you are doing that which you were created for. You are fulfilling your purpose. And that's how a person's psychological makeup becomes sane and a person becomes calm and tranquil and peaceful and relaxed, because he's using his body and his limbs and his heart and his tongue for that which he was created for. And it is known, when you use something for what it is, for it was created for, you will get the maximum benefit out of it. You know, yeah. Like I give you an example right now. This is a mouse. This is a mouse. If I use it for what it was made for, it'll last for many years. But if I use this mouse for what it was not made for, let's say I used it to scrub. Let's say I used this mouse to scrub the table. Wallah, it'll be damaged within a few days and then it won't work. And that's the same thing as the human body. If we use our body for what it was created for, and the human body was created to worship Allah, then this body will last in perfect condition, in mint, top condition. And that's when a person becomes content and peaceful with himself and calm with himself. But if you use your body for other than what it was created for, in sin and rebellion and transgression, that's when you become sick. That's when your mind becomes twisted. That's when people become confused and in doubt. And that's when people become lost and misguided and damaged and broken and ruined and wasted, because you used your body for other than what it was created for. So engage in that which Allah created you for. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the definition to be a human. A human is the one who worships Allah. That's it. And these are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So increase a dhikr especially. So you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. And once you come to that realization that there is no Lord worthy of worship but him, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah is the greatest. Because if he's worshipped alone, that means there's nothing greater than him. If there was something greater than Allah, that thing would have been worshipped. But the fact that he is worshipped alone, that means Allahu Akbar. That's the conclusion. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters in Islam. The second kind of deed you can engage in is Qiyamul Layl, get up at night and pray the nights. And I want to share with you a beautiful hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَضْحَكُ إِلَىٰ رَجُلَيْنِ. Allah Azza wa Jal laughs at two men. قَامَ فِي لَيْلَةٍ بَارِدَةٍ. He gets up at night that is extremely cold. He gets up مِنْ فِرَاشِهِ وَلِحَافِهِ وَدِفَارِهِ. He gets up from his blanket and from his warm bed. فَتَوَضَّ. Then he makes wudu. ثُمَّ قَامَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And then he gets up to pray. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ. Allah would say لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ, to the angels, مَا حَمَلَ عَبْدِي هَذَا عَلَى مَا صَنَعَ. Why is my servant doing this? Why did he get up in a cold night out from a warm bed and a blanket and make wudu and stand in prayer? Allah would ask the angels, and Allah knows. He asks them, why did my servant do this? فيقولون, they say, oh Allah, they say, ربنا رجاء ما عندك وشفقة مما عندك. He is hoping for the reward that you have. And he did that out of fear of the punishment that you also have of the hellfire and others. Then Allah Azza wa Jal would say to the angels, فإني قد أعطيته ما رجاء وأمنته مما يخاف. Then bear witness, my angels, I have given him what he hopes for. That is Allah's reward and the paradise and the pleasure of Allah. And I have kept him safe from that which he fears. That is the punishment and the hellfire and the anger of Allah. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful hadith. Wallahi. If we only heard this conversation that is taking place in the heavens between Allah and the angels, wallahi, we would have never, ever, ever left the night prayers. Wallahi, we wouldn't. But the believer, he believes the authentic ahadith and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so when a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that this is the conversation happening in the heavens between Allah and the angels, I didn't have to hear it with my own ears anymore, because I've heard it as an information from Rasulullah, which is wahi that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's just as certain as if I was to actually hear the conversation. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ قَرَأَ عَشْرَ آيَاتٍ. Anyone who wakes up at night and prays and recites only 10 ayat, كُتِبَ لَهُ قِنْطَارٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal would record for him a huge deal of rewards. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْقِنْطَارِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلَيْهَا. And one qintar being written in your record of good deeds, one qintar is better than this worldly life and everything that is in it. Allahu Akbar. And so imagine praying two rak'at at night, reciting 10 ayat in these two rak'at, you earn the reward of a qintar, which is better than this worldly life and everything in it. And you're doing these two rak'at in the most beloved days to Allah. You're doing these two rak'at on days in which these two rak'at are most beloved to Allah. Yesterday, if you prayed at night, and the first night of Dhul Hijjah when you pray it, the two rak'at of the nights of Dhul Hijjah are much more rewarding and greater in reward and more beloved to Allah than the two rak'at you prayed on the last night of Dhul Qa'dah before Dhul Hijjah. Allahu Akbar. The third kind of deed you can engage in, fasting. Fast these days. It is recommended because it is a righteous deed. And this is the longest worship a person can ever be engaged in. You know, you can't sit down and read Quran for 12, 13 hours. You can't make dua for 12, 13 hours and read dhikr non-stop for 13 hours. You can't. So what is the one worship that you can engage in non-stop for many hours? As-siyah, fasting. Allahu Akbar, fasting is the only deed that you can engage in for a long time without stopping. Even if you're sleeping, you're in a worship because you're still fasting. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful way to spend these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And of course we say 10 days, but the fasting would be 9 days, because the 10th day would be the day of Eid, and we're not allowed to fast the day of Eid, and we're not allowed to fast the 3 days after that, 11, 12, and 13. And so whoever fasts the 3 white days, you cannot fast the 14th day, the 13th day, What he can do is 14, 15, and 16, or any other day of that month of Dhul-Hijja. Now, the fourth deed that I'm recommending here, sharing with you, reading the Quran. The best page of Quran you're going to read and get rewarded for the most is the Quran you're going to read in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijja. More than if you were to read that page of the Quran outside of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijja. For increase your recitation of the Quran, because this is also considered a dhikr. And a dhikr, لأن القرآن reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal and the legislations and the laws of Allah and what Allah Azza wa Jal created us for. Well, Quran encourages us to engage in the righteous deeds and so on. It's blessed. Al Quran, Kalamullah, it's the word of Allah. You're reading His word. You're being rewarded 10 hasanat for every letter. Allahu Akbar. Imagine someone was to offer you $10 for every letter. Wallahi, you'd be sitting day and night reading. Then imagine al-hasanat. Wal-hasanat are more valuable than money. Because on the day of judgment, money will have no value at all. In fact, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam informs us that the earth on the day of judgment will bring out its treasures. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا Treasure and wealth will come out of the earth. And mankind will walk and will see it. And we will say, this is the wealth. This is what caused enmity between me and my relative. This is what caused bloodshed between me and another person. And people will disregard it. No one wants it. Everyone is looking for hasanat on that day. For you read Alif Lam Mim, you earn 30 hasanat because each one is 10 hasanat. We need to pack up the bags in preparation for the afterlife. And what better than packing up the bags with righteous deeds, my brothers and sisters in Islam. And charity is also from among the good deeds that could be done during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijja. Give in charity. Allahu Akbar. Finally, my final remarks with you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Look, I tell you this, wallah, listen to me. Open your hearts, listen with your heart and with your soul. My brothers and sisters, nothing, wallahi, nothing will remain with us after our death, other than our righteous deeds. Your wealth, your cars, like even your clothing, what you're wearing now, your keys for your cars, for your house. Nothing will remain with you when you die, not even your name. People will refer, where is the deceased person? Where is the body? Has the body been washed? Has the body been prepared? Has it been shrouded? That's how even your name is gone. Nothing will remain with you after your death other than your good deeds. And you'll be put in your grave alone. And people will get this dirt and they will bring it back onto your grave until your grave is sealed and you're right underneath in there alone. Perhaps people will stand there for a while, make some dua for you, and then the vast majority of people will forget you. Who's going to remember you after this? How will you help yourself? Who will stand with you? When you're in your grief, alone, in its darkness, in its gloominess, and it is tight, what's going to stand with you? What is going to help you? People have buried you and forgotten you. Maybe if your wife remembers you, or your husband remembers you, or your children remember you, maybe from time to time they make a dua for you. But can you be affording to leave this worldly life relying on this? Now Allah, a sane Muslim doesn't do this. The only thing that is going to help you are your righteous deeds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he tells us, for a believer, the matter is, when he's put in his grave, a beautiful looking man will approach him, and he smells beautiful, and he looks beautiful, and he is clothed beautiful. He appears to the believer in his grave, and the believer would say to him, Man ant? Who are you? Your face brings about good news, with a pleasant smell, beautiful looking, who are you? For that person will say, Ana amaluka salih, I am your righteous deeds. And so he sits with him and keeps him comfort until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. This is the benefit of your righteous deeds. That's the only thing that's going to benefit you after your death, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُنَوَّرُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. The grave of the believer would be illuminated. Light would enter it. Light stronger than the sun. And you know, we know that الصَّلَاةُ نُورٌ. The prayer is light. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Al-Quran is nur. It lights up the grave of the believer when he's there alone. Now, for you need to يعني, work on your good deeds. Work on this. They are going to help you in your grave. Finally, I share with you one hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when the believer is put in his grave, the prayer, the deed, as-salat, would be at your head, at the believer's head. And your fasting would be on your right. And your zakat would be on your left. And all the good deeds that you did of sadaqat, charity, enjoining the good, forbidding the evil, goodness to the people, and all of this, all of the good deeds would be at your feet. So you have good deeds all around your body. So then an angel would come from your head. The punishment wants to come from the head of a believer. And so the prayer would say, مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلْ. There is no entry from here. So the prayer defends you. And he says, there is no prayer from here. So the punishment would come from the left. And that's where the fasting is. And the fasting would defend you. And it would say, مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلْ. There is no entry from here. It's closed. Go somewhere else. So the punishment would come from the left side. And the left side is where your zakat is, a charity. And that would say, مَا قِبَلِي مُدْخَلْ. There is no entry from here at all. The door is closed. And so then the punishment would go from the feet, wanting to attack from the feet. And then the feet would say, مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلْ. There is no entry from here. And then the punishment is warded away from the person. Allahu Akbar. What saved you from the punishment in the grave? الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ. Righteous deeds, especially the prayer, fasting, az-zakat, and all the other deeds that we know about. Allahu Akbar. So don't be lazy, my brothers and sisters in Islam. They are only 10 days alongside their nights as well. All of them are important, the 10 days and the 10 nights. Focus hard, stay strong. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you the ability and the strength that you worship Him. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, He give us that ability. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins, to allow our hearts to be purified and cleansed and polished. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings and to make us from the people of the paradise. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.